Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-Minute Walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. Spring is so nice, isn't it? I mean, when it actually feels like spring, when the temperature is warming up, and the sun is shining, and the flowers are blooming, and everything just feels better. That is, if you are not a fan of winter. If you love winter, then, well, this can actually be a disappointing season. Think about spring, though. Two things, actually, about spring. One, the expectations are that it's going to be warmer than winter. And when those expectations are not met, it can be really frustrating. And number two, if you have spring allergies, well, this can be a challenging time for you. And I've had spring allergies for decades. Gratefully, they're not super bad, although a couple of decades ago they were. Actually went to the allergist, got the tests done, all those needle pricks up and down my arm, and found out what it was that I was actually allergic to. And then I got shots for a little while, and they haven't been as bad since. I don't know if it's because those shots last forever. I have no idea. By the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only. So those symptoms, allergy symptoms, haven't been as bad since I got those shots, but I can still feel it. I want to talk about expectations because they can be a real game changer. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. We used to vacation at the Outer Banks. We would go for sometimes as long as 2 weeks. And it was never just our family. It was always our family and three other families. And we allowed our children to invite friends. It was something that I looked forward to every year. We all did. And I would start weeks, sometimes months, before the vacation. I would start to anticipate these 2 weeks at the beach. Sunshine. Warmth. It was fun. And the anticipation was a big part of it. There was one year that we went and we arrived and it was cloudy and raining. And that was okay. You know, you go to the beach for a couple of weeks, you're going to have a rainy day here or there. That's to be, well, expected. So it was raining when we got there. No biggie. The next day, It was cloudy and rainy. And the third day was cloudy and rainy. All those things that I had been looking forward to, hopping on a bike, riding my bike in the afternoon, feeling the warmth of the sun, sitting on the beach, walking on the beach, wasn't able to do those things, at least not in the way that I expected to. The fourth day, cloudy and rainy. The fifth day, cloudy and rainy. Every day of that 2-week vacation was cloudy and rainy. It was the most disappointing vacation because my expectation was 2 weeks of sitting at the beach, riding my bike in the afternoon, playing cornhole out on the driveway. None of those expectations came to pass, at least in the way that I had envisioned them. And when it comes to expectations, they can be a real game changer for fitness, because fitness is hard. What we're doing is hard. Getting started is hard. Sticking with it is even harder. And we begin with expectations. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us don't do a hard thing unless we think something really good is going to happen as a result. And so we start pursuing fitness with the expectation that we're going to, at some point, look better, feel better, and be able to do more. And, of course, for each one of us, those expectations are going to be different in the nuance. One of those three will probably dominate for some and not be quite as important for others. But generally, our expectations fall under one of those three headings. Look better, feel better, or the ability to do more. That'll be the result, the benefit of doing this hard thing every day. But of course, the reality is, like that 2-week vacation at the Outer Banks, the reality is that it never proceeds the way we expect it to. It takes longer. Progress is so incremental, it's so slow, that from one day to the next, it feels like it's not working. I don't look any different today. I don't look any different than I did a week ago. I don't even look any different than I did a month ago. I don't feel better. In fact, oftentimes when we start, we feel worse. We're using our bodies in ways that we hadn't before. And we feel that. We feel worse. And the ability to do more, depending on what it is, that expectation can really get dashed. I don't have the physical ability to do more than I did a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I thought all this exercising, the strengthening my muscles, the growing fitness capacity would allow me to do even more than I can, but I'm not able to do more. In fact, I feel worse, like doing less. The expectations that we have going into fitness are often unmet. And that can be really, really dangerous. And it's probably why so many fitness journeys come to an end. Because we have these expectations that are unmet, it becomes frustrating, and so we give up. The final day of that 2-week Outer Banks vacation, it didn't rain. The clouds were gone. It was a beautiful, sunny day. It was glorious. And we took full advantage of it. We were at the beach early in the morning. We spent the entire day at the beach, the whole group. We played games. We ate dinner at the beach. We played music at the beach in the evening, watched the sunset. That one day at the Outer Banks, the final day of the 2-week rainy vacation, was probably the best day I've ever had at the Outer Banks. A day that earlier in the vacation, I didn't expect. If you are struggling with this fitness journey, if you're struggling with questions of, is this working? The key is understanding the role that expectations may be playing, and at the same time, looking for ways to enjoy your walking even more. When we take our focus off of the expectations, off of what we think should be happening because of these walks, and instead focus more on the enjoyment of walking, that can be a real game changer in the other direction. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And if you don't have the 90-day fitness chain tracker, I would love to send it to you. It's free. Every day you keep your fitness promise, you add another link to the chain, you can color in a set of footprints, and the tracker becomes visible, tangible proof that you're doing a hard thing. Love for you to have it. There's a link in the show notes. Tap the link, download the tracker, make your fitness promise, and begin building your 90-day fitness chain. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.